I'm Mariah. Welcome to my podcast. We'll get back to that later. And here is my cousin, Shayla, the one who taught me how to clean a bathroom, my co-host. And today's episode is about believing in yourself. So I think believing in yourself is a full-time job, like 100%. And Shayla, what do you do to believe in yourself or, you know?
I think it's, like you said, so many things. Having confidence.
But where does confidence come from?
Oh my God. So many different things, like getting your hair done, nails. Getting your nail. Oh yes. Those nails are fire, I have to say. My nails need to get done. Oh my God. Getting a massage, even having me time, having walks in the park, writing things down. Poetry. I love poetry. I write poetry all the time, even if I can have a little bit of time because I have 3 kids. You know that. The kids are busy. Mommy, can I have this? Money, everything. I never have a little bit of time. Even going to the bathroom, just getting away. just a little bit of time, writing, even quiet time.
So basically just like pampering yourself.
Pampering, self-care. Yes. Self-care, yes.
I agree. What do you feel like when you're lacking confidence or like those times that, you know, you're a little down? Is it just like pampering yourself that you feel like? So for me, I guess, is I feel like a lot of believing in myself comes from my faith, like a lot of like just trusting in God, a lot of, and there's times when it's like so hard to trust in God. I'm just like, ah, like what is going on? Yeah. But I think also too, like having people like Gary, producer in the background, who has 100% pushed me to like do this podcast. And there's so many times where I was like, I'm giving up. Like I bought so many things and I was like ready to sell them all. Like just, I didn't know that this was for me for sure. And I think also having people in your life who like believe in you and push you, kind of helps to boost your confidence, helps to like believe in yourself and what it is that you're doing. But yeah, so what do you like when you're lacking confidence besides like self-pampering? Is there anything else that you feel like?
Or even having to talk to that one friend, your best friend, being able to have confidence and sharing things with them and them inspiring and letting them know, hey, you got this, or having them let you know this is what's going on, you're a good person, you're a good mother, and them reassuring you of what's going on, all the good things, all the good qualities that you have, and you're like, yeah, and then you're having those crying moments, you gotta cry it out.
I feel like you're speaking to me because this has been me like the last couple of weeks calling you every day like, Shayla, I can't do this.
And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah,
put your big girl panties on.
Out of nowhere, I'm just like crying on the phone. You're like, what happened? What's wrong? I'm like, I just can't.
Yes.
This is true. This is true.
And walking and hiking, yes. And having those quiet moments and praying. Praying is a big thing. And you know what's going on. You have to see the signs and those quiet moments and reading the signs and even just reading, you know, and yeah, seeing little things. And you're like, oh, this is what's going on. And hearing those little positive voices that you know that are right. And even small dreams, you know.
Oh my God, dreams. I feel like my dreams have been so real lately. Like,
and people don't remember their dreams. Like, and when you do.
Yeah. Crazy. Even to like touch base on the walking, like you said, I walk every morning. I go for like a 2-3 hour walk, and it is like me time. Like it's just my focus on myself. Sometimes I have music, sometimes I don't have music, sometimes I'm on the phone, but it's just like, I think really just being by yourself, which a lot of people I think have a hard time with being by themselves. Like they're always looking for the next best thing or the next activity or like the next, like to not feel lonely. But I think actually like being lonely and having those times where it's just yourself, your thoughts, it like, that's where you actually like, I feel like, are able to focus. I feel like you're also able to, like, hear God's word and God's message of what it is that he's trying to say to you. And he can definitely talk to you and
reassure you.
Yeah, in many different ways, like through people, through music. There's times like I've had dreams and then I've woke up to messages and I'm like, oh my God, God, like that was totally you. Like, thank you so much for that.
Not to cut you off, the best thing I should say, through people, I can give you a great example. I was at work one day and a hard day, and I pick up a phone call from a patient, and obviously they're in pain, and I'm talking and I'm getting all the symptoms and their information, and the patient is like, thank you for being so patient, and thank you, Shayla, and you know, I just want to say you have a blessed day and believe in yourself and you are in a great career and don't let anyone get you down and everything. You are the best inspirational person I have ever had, and have a God blessed day. And when that patient came in, he remembered my name and he's like, don't let anyone put you in a different path or anyone put you down. God is believing in you. You're in the best place and you're going to be in a better place. Keep believing in yourself and, you know, just love yourself. Just hold yourself. Look at your feet. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I'm trying not to cry. And everyone's around me. And everyone's like, you know this person? And I'm like, well, I know him now. And then he's like, you know, just love yourself. Just hold yourself. And just always pray and everything. And I'm just like, God is talking to him, you know, to tell me something. And he's like, just hold yourself. And he was like, you know, I was never like a praying person, but I'm praying now. And I love myself. I just hold myself tight and everything. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, I have to listen to this man. And, you know, other people are like looking and just like looking at him. But you know what? If you're not a big spiritual person and a praying person, you're not going to understand that, you know?
Yeah.
You have to be a person that believes in God and spiritual and all that, because God puts people in your circle for a reason, a season, and God talks to people, you know?
Yeah.
You have to hear that and hear things, and you don't know what people are going through, and you have to hear stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I'm listening, I'm opening up, and you know, when you have that energy and that love, and you have to just embrace it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just listening, and I'm not thinking he's crazy. I'm embracing that. And he's like, you know, you just got to put everything in perspective, and you know what you're worth. And I know what my worth is. And I'm just listening. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you know, just love yourself. And I'm like, yeah, tell my boss that. Tell him what my worth is, okay? Because they need me, okay? And then he's just like, you know, I just want to say you are amazing. And I'm like, please write a review. Remember my name. You remember my name right now. Please write a review. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I said, okay. And make sure if you need us in the future, you call your cousin, you call your mother. You remember my name. And he was a really great person. And I just embraced that. And I'm always going to remember him. And I'm going to pray for him. I'm pray for everybody else. But you always pray for your enemies. And you always pray for everybody else. But
That's so funny. I feel like I have a story like that too. A couple years ago, I was actually at the beach at Seaside, and I'm talking to my friend. Her name is actually Mireia, but we call her Mariah. So dope. Anyways, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, I need you to pray for me. And like at this point in my life, I felt like I didn't even exist as a human being. Like I don't even know how it was that I was getting through the days. And she's on the phone, she's praying for me. And then all of a sudden, this lady, I see her walking by my car, and then she walks back and she's walking towards me. And I'm on the phone with her and I'm like, yo, why is this lady walking up to my car now? Like, what is going on? She comes up to my door. I open my door, like I literally just kind of cracked it a little. And she's like, God really put it on my heart to turn around and come back and to tell you that everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to work out. And this was actually like during COVID time. And I get out of my car and I'm like, can I give you a hug? And I'm sitting there sobbing on a complete stranger. I've never met this woman before. I've never seen her again since. Nothing. And I'm sitting there sobbing and I'm like, you don't know how much like I needed to hear that. And like, that's God, like literally using people to speak to you. And I think too, that's part of like when you're lacking confidence or you're lacking like believing in yourself and allowing God to truly use other people like even strangers in your life, but you also have to be willing to hear them and acknowledge what it is that they're saying versus just like brushing that off. And I, like you said, where I think a lot of things are spiritual. I think the success in things are spiritual. But yeah, like, oh, God is so good.
He is all the time.
All the time. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Especially like giving confidence and embracing and saying someone's beautiful and everything, especially to women. You know, people beat themselves up and you're like, oh, you're so beautiful today and everything. Yeah. You're like, oh my God, thank you. Like, yes, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I love that outfit. Where you get that, girl? They're like, oh, I got this and that. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm like, that's the thing. Women don't give each other credit or embracing or, you know, or just saying like, you know, you look beautiful today or where'd you get this or where you get that? And they're like, yes, like, oh, thank you so much and all that. And I'm like, yeah, like, oh, girl, sharing beautiful tips or, you know, anything, you know. And it was funny because I came out of the orthodontist place and there was this woman just, you know, walking down the street into another office. I was like, you know, I got to stop you 1 second. I was like, you look like a model. You look great. I was like, you were strutting like, you know, you was running the runway. She was like, thank you so much. I was like, you look like you in your early 30s, but I know you're probably like in your 40s.
You probably made her day.
I sure did. And she was like, oh my God. She was like, thank you so much. And I was like, you're welcome. And you keep it going, girl. And she was like, yes. And I was like, And then my kids were like, mom, why? I was like, mind your business. And I was like, any woman needs confidence and you give it to them. If you see it, you say it. Yeah. And I would love anyone to say it to me. So don't you go there. Yeah. I was like, mind your business and get in the car.
I think too, a lot of times people have a hard time giving people compliments because they almost feel like you're in competition with that person.
Yes, and it should only be yourself.
Yes, yes. You should really only ever be in competition with yourself. The only person you are trying to better is yourself. Yeah. I feel like progress is something that it's a lifelong thing. Mm-hmm. Like you are forever working on yourself. Mm-hmm. And not that like, it's like, I feel like some people, myself included, I used to always be like, oh, I'm just trying to be my best self. But like, mm-hmm. I'm my best self right now. Like, I'm always my best self. Even in the worst of times, like, I'm still my best self. But it's just about learning from the things that you have gone through. Like, okay, I went through that. We're not trying to go through that again. Or, wow, this situation happened. Like, how are we going to learn from this? Mm-hmm. Or just like the small things of giving people compliments. The times when people are like, Mariah, I love your hair. I'm like, oh my God, you do, me too. Like, and it, I mean, I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, oh, you're a bad bitch. I definitely do all the time. I think I'm highly obsessed with myself. But hearing compliments from other people is definitely a nice thing. Like it is.
Nice feeling.
It makes your day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like I chopped all of my hair off. Everyone thought I was crazy. It was jet black for years. It was long. I didn't do any chemicals, nothing for 9.5 years. Then I was bold a few weeks ago, chopped it all off, went to my cousin Iritza. Yes, she's the best. Always did my hair since I was a little girl. Shout out to you. Love you, boo. Right in Shelton. You got to see her. I went to her and she thought I was going through a midlife crisis. I said, no, I haven't done nothing in so long. Chopped it all off, dyed it this color. Everyone thought I was a clown. I don't care. And just did something bold and crazy and starting to get used to it and just something new, different. And that's where I am right now. And it'll grow fast. I already got my roots going, but whatever. So it is what it is. Just something different. I'm at a stage in my life, just had a birthday and just doing it. It is what it is. Love myself. Just believe in myself. And that's just what we're doing. This, we're here now. Just embracing and loving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just trying to do our thing.
Do our thing. Well, guys, thank you for being here on our episode of Believing in Yourself, and we'll get back to that later.
Yeah. All right.